In this bulletin, the Greens MP seeks to move a motion of no confidence in Peter Dutton, an alliance formed to guard against Australia's gun laws being weakened, and Cristiano Ronaldo's first Champions League appearance goes horribly wrong. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Liberal ministers say they have full confidence in Peter Dutton, despite calls for the Home Affairs Minister to be sacked over the au pair scandal. It comes as a Labor-dominated Senate committee has found he misled the lower house when he said he had no personal connections to the employer of an au pair he gave a visa to. Greens MP Adam Bandt says Mr Dutton needs to be held accountable.
I'll be moving today, or seeking to move, a motion of no confidence in the minister. If that passes, then the minister needs to stand down. The parliament needs to know when the minister fronts up in question time that the answers that he gives are truthful.
Labor's former Deputy Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Mr Dutton should leave his position.
Very clear that Peter Dutton's position as a minister in this ATM government, Abbott, Turnbull and Morrison, should be at an end, and it should be at an end today. He should do the right thing and resign as a minister.
But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he too used the discretionary powers available to him when he was the Immigration Minister. Media reports suggest the Morrison government is looking into forcing international students to study at regional universities as it escalates plans to put an end to overcrowding in major cities. News Corp reports the Prime Minister has singled out temporary migrants, including international students and some workers, as the easiest to force into struggling towns and smaller cities. Mr Morrison says he's looking at all possible options.
Well, I made no secret of the fact that what we're doing is we're going to better manage population growth in this country. And we now have a population minister in our government. And that's, I think, a positive step forward because we're managing population impacts all around the country.
Politicians have joined with organisations to launch the Australian Gun Safety Alliance to ensure the nation's strong gun safety laws are protected. Organisations from sectors such as health, family violence, education and emergency services have come together to guarantee governments across the country comply with the National Firearms Agreement, introduced in the wake of the Port Arthur massacre. Leslie Podesta is the CEO of the Alana and Madeline Foundation, set up in honour of the two young girls who lost their lives at Port Arthur. She says the agreement has stopped Australia from repeating past mistakes.
I echo the words of our Prime Minister, who says that he wants to see an Australia where people feel secure, where people feel safe, and we're all in it together. And I think that's how we feel about the gun laws that have kept our country a safer, more prosperous country.
Customers will pay more for milk at Coles and Woolworths stores, with the levy to be passed on to dairy farmers gripped by the drought. Supermarkets have announced milk sold under their brands will cost an extra 10 cents a litre. Minister for Agriculture David Littleproud has applauded the move, which was first announced by Woolworths.
If there's anything that the government can do, and my position has always been from the start, if the retailers wanted to do that and there was assistance that was required in making sure that that levy got back to the farm gate, we'd try and assist them. But Woolworths are confident they put in place a mechanism to be able to do that themselves. And that's something we should be proud of. We've got a corporate that stood up, led and had courage.
To sport and in football, Cristiano Ronaldo's first Champions League appearance for Juventus lasted only 29 minutes as the competition's record scorer was red-carded. Despite his side opening their Group H campaign with a 2-0 win at Valencia, the night was overshadowed by the red card for a seemingly innocuous tangle with a Valencia defender. Ronaldo joined the crowd in sharing their shock when the German referee handed out his punishment. Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a sunny day and 25 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 18. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 17. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, a shower or two and 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, also a shower or two and 17. Brisbane, a possible late shower, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.